USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is cheering the new COVID vaccination authorization for kids under five.
The United States is now the first country in the world to offer safe and effective COVID-19 vaccines for children as young as 6 months old.
He said nearly every American now has access to COVID vaccines. That news comes on the heels of the CDC reporting that in the week ending May 28, 2022, 442 children total have died from COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic. White House security spokesman John Kirby is calling out Russian President Vladimir Putin. Speaking to reporters, Kirby accusing Putin of weaponizing food. He added President Biden is working with other nations to find a workaround when it comes to the blockade. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
The Democratic-led House Select Committee investigating the January 6 Capitol Hill attack is holding a hearing Tuesday afternoon about former President Donald Trump's efforts to pressure state officials to turn their electoral votes in his favor. Arizona House Speaker Rusty Bowers responds to California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff's questions about the former president's claims that Bowers told Trump he won Arizona.
Anywhere, anyone, anytime has said that I said the election was rigged, that would not be true.
And when the former president in a statement today claimed that you told him that he won Arizona, is that also false?
That is also false.
Wall Street giving the thumbs up to Tuesday. All three major indexes gaining more than 2% as stocks rebounded from their worst week since 2020. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 671 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A new study is out detailing the most patriotic state.
According to a report from WalletHub, Alaska is the most patriotic state in the country. The personal finance website compared each state across 13 indicators, including veterans per capita, average number of military enlistees, Peace Corps members per capita, and the percentage of adults who voted in 2020. All 13 of the indicators fell into two categories, military engagement and civic engagement. Rounding out the top five is Montana, Virginia, North Dakota, and Oregon. The top five least patriotic states were Arkansas, New York, Rhode Island, Florida, and Massachusetts. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Rhode Island Democratic Governor Dan McKee is signing three gun control bills into law Tuesday. One measure bans gun magazines with more than 10 rounds, while another raises the firearm purchasing age from 18 to 21. New videos are surfacing of a secret chip.
The Columbia National Navy used a remotely operated vehicle to get closer and capture new videos and images of the San Jose Galleon, an 18th century ship that sank off of Colombia's northwest coast. It was sunk by the British in 1708. Its exact location is being kept secret by authorities because the 200-ton payload has been valued at $17 billion.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.